I'm Drew Dawson, GPB News. A Northwest Georgia man was convicted yesterday on 214 counts of felony dogfighting and misdemeanor animal cruelty. This after officials rescued 107 pit bulls last August from what was described as a dogfighting training camp in Aragon, Polk County. All of the dogs were on chains that kept them about 2 feet from each other and in a constant state of agitation. They also lacked food and water. 32-year-old DeVicio Renard Roland could receive a maximum of 642 years in prison when he's sentenced on May 15th. The dogs were turned over to rescue organizations for rehabilitation and placement in foster homes. A Whitfield County High School teacher has resigned in the wake of accusations that she possessed heroin on campus and was having a year-long sexual relationship with a student. 28-year-old Raquel Elena Spencer was arrested Wednesday when a school resource officer found the illegal substance in her belongings at Northwest Whitfield High School. Search was triggered by a report of unusual behavior. In the process of the investigation, police uncovered the inappropriate relationship. Spencer is charged with possession of heroin and sexual assault by persons with supervisory or disciplinary authority. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has dismissed a lawsuit filed by Clayton County asking the court to uphold airport tax fuel collections, to which the Federal Aviation Administration says the South Metro community is not entitled. According to the AJC, Clayton County and its school district take in $18 million each year from fuel taxes at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, which is located in Clayton County. Last year, the FAA signaled that it might start enforcing a 2014 policy decision prohibiting the use of taxes collected at an airport from being used for any purpose other than the airport. The court said it did not have jurisdiction in the case because the FAA had not yet enacted the policy. E. coli infections connected to the consumption of romaine lettuce produced in the Yuma, Arizona area have now shown up in 19 states, including Georgia. 84 people ranging in age from 1 to 88 have become ill since the outbreak was identified in mid-March. Although 42 have been hospitalized, no deaths have been reported. CDC officials advise against consuming romaine lettuce in any form unless you know where it's grown. They warn packaging labels may show where the produce was processed, not necessarily where it was grown. In sports, the New England Patriots used their two first-round picks in the NFL draft to select players from UGA. With the 23rd overall pick, the Patriots took offensive lineman Isaiah Wynn. They nabbed running back Sony Michel with the 31st pick. The Patriots have two other UGA alums on their team, starting center David Andrews and receiver Malcolm Mitchell. The Atlanta Falcons added some high-powered offense with their first-round pick in the NFL draft last night.
With the 26th pick in the 2018 NFL draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Calvin Ridley, wide receiver, Alabama.
Ridley is widely considered one of the best young receivers in the nation. The seven-round draft continues tonight and runs through Saturday. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.